Chapter 48 Translator. Zia Editor. Li Shuting rarely acted so willfully, but in the end, she still took Du Xian with her. When Han Ji saw the letter she left behind, he called her a stubborn daughter. Thus, when the commander of the Imperial Guard saw the fair and delicate-looking woman beside the queen's daughter, the commanding general of the patrol command was momentarily stunned. T.N. Du Xian was wearing women's clothes, that's why in this chapter everyone thought he's a woman. Read the next chapter to know more. Commander Xu, this, Xu Ting directly stated, Du Xian is my advisor, you don't have to worry about it. In addition to the 800 Imperial Guards provided by the Empress, Xu Ting also brought her own personal guards with her. Lu Tang and Hong Feng were among them. This unit of guards was brought back by Xu Ting from Suizhou, her personal loyal troops. Even Xu Xuan couldn't command them. She anticipated that this mission to bring back the doctor He Jushin might not go smoothly. While the Empress's Imperial Guards were undoubtedly formidable, she still trusted the soldiers she personally trained. Moreover, she brought Du Xian along, so she needed to be extra cautious. After brief greetings, they set off, and when they were a few miles out of the city, they encountered Yan Yunshu. Xu Ting immediately ordered the team to stop. Yan Yunshu stepped forward and bowed directly to Xu Ting. Xu Ting, please make sure to bring back the doctor. Crown Princess's leg recovery depends on you. Xu Ting held the reins and replied, I will do my best. Upon receiving the response, Yan Yunshu stepped back and made way for them. Xu Ting gave the order, and the 800 Imperial Guards immediately marched ahead, leaving Yan Yunshu far behind. Not sure if it was just her perception, but Xu Ting felt that Yan Yunshu seemed somewhat different these days. Yan Yunshu was still Yan Yunshu, but the radiant aura she once had appeared overshadowed by a layer of gloom. They soon left the capital city and reached a post station by evening to rest. Like everyone else, Du Xian was riding a horse, but after leaving the city, Xu Ting had him ride on Black Wind's back. This drew constant glances from the chief of the Imperial Guards. Upon reaching the post station and dismounting, Xu Ting instructed everyone to rest. Then, she said, Du Xian and I will share a room. The chief of the Imperial Guards showed a very conflicted expression, feeling that it might not be appropriate for Xu Ting, a married woman, to be so intimate with another woman. Back in the room, Xu Ting closed the door and secured the bolt. She turned to Du Xian and said, Let me see if it's serious. Du Xian's face immediately turned red, but he still took off his pants. The inside of his thigh was rubbed red and slightly scraped. Fortunately, Xu Ting noticed it early and immediately told him to sit on Black Wind's back, otherwise, it could have been much worse. Du Xian knew how to ride a horse, but riding a horse for long journeys was entirely different from riding in a horse enclosure. In the latter case, the saddle was comfortably cushioned, the grassland was smooth and without bumps, and the riding duration was short, naturally causing no issues. Xu Ting felt a little guilty. She shouldn't have impulsively taken Du Xian with her. It seemed romantic at the time, but she realized the hardships Du Xian would endure once they hit the road. I'll apply some medicine for you. Suddenly, Du Xian grabbed Xu Ting's hand and said, It's all right, in fact, I'm quite happy. I've never left the capital city before. Xu Ting rarely acted so willfully, and Du Xian had almost never done anything so daring. He had always adhered to the standards expected of a young gentleman. He should have refused Xu Ting's advances and persuasively advised her against it. That's what a virtuous man would have done. Unfortunately, Du Xian was tempted, but who could blame him? After all, that person was Xu Ting. Xu Ting kissed Du Xian lightly. Then, she poured the medicine into her hand and applied it to Du Xian's wound. Her movements were very gentle, and Du Xian didn't feel any pain. Instead, he felt a cool sensation as the medicine was applied. However, Du Xian's face turned red, as Xu Ting's hand was placed in that area. He was a righteous gentleman, but here he was, thinking such improper thoughts. With his head lowered, Du Xian caught sight of Xu Ting's long, delicate eyelashes and suddenly had the urge to reach out and touch them. Xu Ting placed the medicine bottle aside and suddenly moved closer, saying, What are you thinking? Du Xian quickly explained, I'm not thinking about anything. Xu Ting kissed him again, saying, Be good, not now, we have to continue our journey tomorrow. This time, Du Xian's face turned completely red. The next day, Xu Ting arranged a carriage for Du Xian, which was prepared by the post station. Although it wasn't as comfortable as their own carriage, it was still better than riding on horseback. They made good progress as they focused on the journey, and after 7 days, they arrived at the secluded valley where the doctor lived. This place was within the borders of Yuzhou, 2 provinces away from the capital city, with many mountains and picturesque landscapes, making it a beloved destination for countless scholars and literati. It was precisely due to its unique and favorable environment, with abundant vegetation, that the doctor chose to live here in seclusion. Outside the medicinal valley, a group of people was clearing up the corpses. They were dressed uniformly in black, and Xu Ting knew they must be Empress's people. Hearing the continuous sound of galloping horses approaching from a distance, getting louder and deafening, the leader of the guards immediately went to meet them with excitement. "You encountered an attack. How is the doctor?" Xu Ting asked with a stern expression upon seeing the scene in front of her. "Commander Xu, the doctor is safe. These people came last night, and the corpses are all clean and have no identification. It seems someone knew they were approaching and took the last opportunity to try and kill the doctor, He Jushin. The people sent by the Empress were dwindling, and even the leader of the guards was covered in the smell of blood. If Xu Ting and the others hadn't arrived in time, the doctor's life might not have been spared. Take me to see the doctor," Xu Ting said. Xu Ting and Du Xian entered the medicine valley, and as soon as they stepped in, a strong medicinal fragrance greeted them. The scent was not unpleasant. On the contrary, it was refreshing and perfectly matched the image of a place where the doctor would reside. It was already November, and Yuzhou had experienced a few light snowfalls, but this medicine valley remained as warm as spring due to its geographical location. The doctor had found an excellent place. In the valley, there was even a warm spring, indicating the presence of geothermal activity. The doctor seemed entirely unaffected by the events outside the valley. Those who tried to kill her or were killed in the process had left no trace in her heart. "I am Xu Ting, the commander of the patrol command in the capital city, specially appointed by Her Majesty to pay a visit to the doctor." "Xu Ting, Zhenbian Queen's daughter?" Unexpectedly, she asked such a question, but Xu Ting quickly replied, "Yes. Are you inviting me to the capital city to treat the princess's leg?" "Yes, the safety and well-being of the princess are vital to the prosperity and stability of Dian. Please show your compassion, doctor. Do you think I can refuse? You little girl, really unlikable," He Jushin scolded Xu Ting with a stern look. Xu Ting felt a bit choked. To be honest, she really was likable. The doctor, He Jushin, exuded an otherworldly and Taoist aura. She wore simple hemp clothes, and although she was elderly, her posture was still straight and dignified. Even facing Xu Ting, she couldn't help but restrain her edge. "Compared to you, this little child is much more likable," He Jushin said while looking at Du Xian. Du Xian was caught off guard, hesitated for a moment, and hastily replied, "Thank you for the praise, doctor." "I wasn't praising you. You look like my own grandchild, but that doesn't make you likable." It turned out that the doctor had this kind of personality, and both Xu Ting and Du Xian were left in bewilderment. "Doctor, the princess's condition is critical. I wonder when we can set off back to the capital," Xu Ting respectfully asked. "Originally, I could have departed immediately, but now, I am an old woman. I don't know if I can return alive from the capital. I really want an heir," He Jushin replied. Xu Ting's heart skipped a beat, sensing that something might go wrong. As expected, He Jushin looked affectionately at Du Xian and said, "I have 3 medical books, which contain the essence of my medical knowledge throughout my life. Whenever you can memorize them, that's when I'll set off for the capital." Du Xian was taken aback, and Xu Ting quickly stepped in front of him, saying, "Doctor, it's not possible. My advisor has never had any exposure to medical skills and is unworthy of such kindness. Moreover, the princess's condition is critical, and we dare not delay. Even though the 3 medical books looked thin, memorizing them would take more than just a few days." Du Xian agreed, but in the end, he might not receive gratitude from the Empress and the princess but rather punishment. After all, no one could guarantee that delaying these few days wouldn't affect the doctor's treatment of the princess's leg. This was a tricky situation, and Xu Ting couldn't let Du Xian get involved. "If you can't do it, then I won't go to the capital city. You can figure it out yourselves," said He Jushin, walking back into the house and locking them all outside with hands behind her back. Everyone looked at each other, and the commander of the Imperial Guards quietly said to Xu Ting, "Can we tie up the doctor and take them back? Those guards outside, if you dare to tie me up, I will commit suicide. I can save your princess, but if I kill myself, I don't know if you will be able to save her," He Jushin said loudly. She sighed, "Anyway, It seems like there is no respect in being summoned by the emperor. We are already suffering humiliation here. I wonder what kind of situation awaits us in the capital city. I might as well just die directly.